Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I don't even know if I can call that voicemail or leaving messages on people's phones. I mean, in the era of text messaging, does anyone leave voicemails anymore? The Boston Globe's innovation columnist, Scott Kersner, has some thoughts on this, and he joins us now. Good to have you back, Scott.
Nice to be here.
So you kind of have a gripe with voicemail in your column.
Well, I've been feeling guilty about it for a long time because either people are texting me to tell me that my smartphone's voicemail is full and they can't leave a message, or I dial into my own desk phone voicemail and there's like 36 messages to listen to and they're all irrelevant because I haven't listened to them promptly. So I just wanted to explore, do other people have that issue? And I ran into an entrepreneur, this woman, Zoe Berry, earlier in June, and she said, you know what? I've completely engineered voicemail out of my life. I don't listen to it. I've trained everybody just to use text and email with me.
And why? Why is she doing that?
Well, I think she's emblematic of, you know, time-pressed kind of workaholic business people of 2016 who, I think this is an important point, they don't have secretaries or assistants, many of them. Uh-huh. So they're managing all their communications in flow. And frankly, the time of dialing into voicemail, listening to the rambly messages, hitting delete, trying to fast forward, trying to save, it's really time consuming. And frankly, a really terse text message says, hey, I would love to have coffee tomorrow at 10. Let's do it.
LOLO, smiley face, right?
The emojis, too. If voicemail had emojis, I think it'd be good for another 100 years.
No, there's got to be, I'm feeling a demographic divide here. Like, if you're definitely 40 or under, virtually everybody I know in that age group is saying, don't call me, just text me.
Yeah, I think there is a demographic divide, particularly if you look at the comments on my column online. It's a lot of Globe readers saying, who are these young whippersnappers who don't have time to listen to a voicemail? And how can you be in business without listening to voicemail? Well, voicemail has only been around since the mid-70s. It's not, you know, we're not talking about the death of handwritten letters, which I would say is maybe, you know, a sadder thing. And I do think it's generational, particularly because younger people are gravitating to LinkedIn messages and Twitter messages and Skype and Slack and all these ways to sort of get a really quick instant response rather than having your question languish in my voicemail box for weeks.
Or months or years for that matter, right? Now, what I loved is that you actually spoke with the inventor of voicemail, Stephen Boies, and what did he have to say about this?
Well,
No one wants to live out...
a key mistake, which is I should have looked up his phone number first and called him to see if he has voicemail and to see if he checks voicemail, but I was on a deadline. So actually, I sent him a Facebook message and a LinkedIn message, and he responded to the LinkedIn message, and
okay,
we got on the phone. And he's about 73 years old now, proud to have invented voicemail when he was at IBM, but kind of like the rest of us, he said, I think I have voicemail at home. No one good ever leaves messages there anymore. And, you know, I like texts, and I occasionally listen to voicemail on my iPhone. That's what he said.
Listen to voicemail on his iPhone. Well,
yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, Apple and possibly others are going to be offering, what is it, automated voicemail transcription. Would that be just then be sent to you as a text?
Yeah. And, you know, Google Voice and other services have been doing this for
a while.
You
yeah.
can get an email or text of the voicemails. I think as the transcription gets better, it'll be more useful. But a lot of people I interviewed use it already today. And sometimes, yeah, you do have to decipher proper names or things that the automatic transcription doesn't get exactly right. But, you know, it makes the information much more glanceable. It's not the 2-minute rambly diatribe on your voicemail box.
I have to say, though, part of me, I mean, maybe it's because, you know, I'm a radio person. There is still that certain aspect of information that is passed through the voice.
Do you listen to your voicemails, though, every day?
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to ask me that.
I want to investigate this.
If
Meghna hasn't responded to your voicemail.
If my phone says it's from some very essential people that I need to know what's going on in their lives,
yeah,
then I will listen to the voicemail.
Yeah, but
then again,
but
like,
work voicemail, probably too many to plow through.
Ethically, I have to answer you accurately. No.
You don't even know how to dial in anymore.
I think my mailbox has been full for like 2 years.
Well, the interesting comment that an entrepreneur who has this company that sells messaging, cloud-based messaging systems, said to me is, yes, people like the quickness of text, but they sort of do miss the tone and facial expressions of in-person. So he's actually seeing a rise in video conferencing and people who want to collaborate and sort of have their coworkers' faces up on the screen and be able to kind of look up and have a face-to-face conversation so you can get that tone of voice and get that nuance that you don't get from a text message.
So video conferencing is the new voicemail. I love it.
It's the future.
Scott Kersner is innovation columnist for the Boston Globe. Scott, it's always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.